Chapter 15. The 1001 Goals. Many lands saw Zarathustra, and many peoples. Thus he discovered the good and bad of many peoples. No greater power did Zarathustra find on earth than good and bad. No people could live without first valuing. If a people will maintain itself, however, it must not value as its neighbor values. Much that passed for good with one people was regarded with scorn and contempt by another. Thus I found it. Much found I here called bad, which was there decked with purple honors. Never did the one neighbor understand the other. Ever did his soul marvel at his neighbor's delusion and wickedness. A table of excellencies hangs over every people. Lo, it is the table of their triumphs. Lo, it is the voice of their will to power. It is laudable what they think hard. What is indispensable and hard, they call good. And what relieves in the direst distress, the unique and hardest of all, they extol as holy. Whatever makes them rule and conquer and shine, to the dismay and envy of their neighbors, they regard as the high and foremost thing, the test and the meaning of all else. Verily, my brother, if you knew but a people's need, its land and its sky, and its neighbor, then would you divine the law of its surmountings, and why it climbs up the ladder to its hope. Always shall you be the foremost and prominent above others. No one shall your jealous soul love except a friend. That made the soul of a Greek thrill, thereby went his way to greatness. To speak truth and be skillful with bow and arrow, so it seemed alike pleasing and hard to the people from whom comes my name, the name which is alike pleasing and hard to me. To honor father and mother, and from the root of the soul to do their will. This table of surmounting hung another people over them, and became powerful and permanent thereby. To have fidelity, and for the sake of fidelity, to risk honor and blood, even in evil and dangerous courses. Teaching itself so, another people mastered itself, and thus mastering itself became pregnant and heavy with great hopes. Verily, men have given to themselves all their good and bad. Verily, they took it not. They found it not. It came not to them as a voice from heaven. Values did man only assign to things in order to maintain himself. He created only the significance of things, a human significance. Therefore, calls he himself man, that is, the valuator. Valuing is creating. Hear it, you creating ones. Valuation itself is the treasure and jewel of the valued things. Through valuation only is their value. And without valuation, the nut of existence would be hollow. Hear it, you creating ones. Change of values, that is, change of the creating ones. Always does he destroy who has to be a creator. Creating ones were first of all peoples, and only in late times individuals. Verily, the individual himself is still the last creation. Peoples once hung over them tables of the good. Love which would rule, and love which would obey, created for themselves such tables. Older is the pleasure in the herd than the pleasure in the ego. And as long as the good conscience is for the herd, the bad conscience only says, ego. Verily, the crafty ego, the loveless one, that seeks its advantage and the advantage of many, it is not the origin of the herd, but its ruin. Loving ones was it always, and creating ones that created good and bad. Fire of love glows in the names of all virtues, and fire of wrath. Many lands saw Zarathustra, and many peoples. No greater power did Zarathustra find on earth than the creations of the loving ones. Good and bad are they called. Verily, a prodigy is this power of praising and blaming. Tell me, you brethren, who will master it for me? Who will put a fetter upon the 1000 necks of this animal? 1000 goals have there been hitherto, for 1000 peoples have there been. Only the fetter for the 1000 necks is still lacking. There is lacking the one goal. As yet, humanity has not a goal. But pray tell me, my brethren, if the goal of humanity be still lacking, is there not also still lacking humanity itself? Thus spoke Zarathustra. Chapter 16. Neighbor Love. You crowd around your neighbor and have fine words for it. But I say to you, your neighbor love is your bad love of yourselves. You flee to your neighbor from yourselves and would fain make a virtue thereof. But I fathom your unselfishness. The you is older than the I. The you has been consecrated, but not yet the I. So man presses near to his neighbor. Do I advise you to neighbor love? Rather do I advise you to neighbor flight and to furthest love. Higher than love to your neighbor is love to the furthest and future ones. Higher still than love to man is love to things and phantoms. The phantom that runs on before you, my brother, is fairer than you. Why do you not give it your flesh and your bones? But you fear and run to your neighbor. You cannot endure it with yourselves and do not love yourselves sufficiently. So you seek to mislead your neighbor into love and would fain gild yourselves with his error. Would that you could not endure it with any kind of near ones or their neighbors. Then would you have to create your friend and his overflowing heart out of yourselves. You call in a witness when you want to speak well of yourselves, and when you have misled him to think well of you, you also think well of yourselves. Not only does he lie, who speaks contrary to his knowledge, but more so, he who speaks contrary to his ignorance. And thus speaks you of yourselves in your intercourse, and belie your neighbor with yourselves. Thus says the fool, association with men spoils the character, especially when one has none. The one goes to his neighbor because he seeks himself, and the other because he would fain lose himself. Your bad love to yourselves makes solitude a prison to you. The furthest ones are they who pay for your love to the near ones, and when there are but five of you together, a sixth must always die. I love not your festivals either. Too many actors found I there. And even the spectators often behave like actors. Not the neighbor do I teach you, but the friend. Let the friend be the festival of the earth to you, and a foretaste of the Superman. I teach you the friend and his overflowing heart. But one must know how to be a sponge if one would be loved by overflowing hearts. I teach you the friend in whom the world stands complete, a capsule of the good, the creating friend, who has always a complete world to bestow. And as the world unrolled itself for him, so it rolls together again for him in rings, as the growth of good through evil, as the growth of purpose out of chance. Let the future and the furthest be the motive of your today. In your friend shall you love the Superman as your motive. My brethren, I advise you not to neighbor love. I advise you to furthest love. Thus spoke Zarathustra. Chapter 17. The Way of the Creating One. Would you go into isolation, my brother? Would you seek the way to yourself? Tarry yet a little and hearken to me. He who seeks may easily get lost himself. All isolation is wrong, so say the herd, and long did you belong to the herd. The voice of the herd will still echo in you, and when you say, I have no longer a conscience in common with you, then will it be a plaint and a pain. Lo, that pain itself did the same conscience produce, and the last gleam of that conscience still glows on your affliction. But you would go the way of your affliction, which is the way to yourself. Then show me your authority and your strength to do so. Are you a new strength and a new authority, a first motion, a self-rolling wheel? Can you also compel stars to revolve around you? Alas, there is so much lusting for loftiness. There are so many convulsions of the ambitions. Show me that you are not a lusting and ambitious one. Alas, there are so many great thoughts that do nothing more than the bellows. They inflate and make emptier than before. Free do you call yourself? Your ruling thought what I hear of, and not that you have escaped from a yoke. Are you one entitled to escape from a yoke? many a one has cast away his final worth when he has cast away his servitude. Free from what? What does that matter to Zarathustra? Clearly, however, shall your eye show to me free for what? Can you give to yourself your bad and your good, and set up your will as a law over you? Can you be judge for yourself, and avenger of your law? Terrible is aloneness with the judge, and avengers of one's own law. Thus is a star projected into desert space, and into the icy breath of aloneness. Today suffer you still from the multitude, you individual. Today have you still your courage unabated, and your hopes. But one day will the solitude weary you. One day will your pride yield and your courage quail. You will one day cry, "I am alone." One day will you see no longer your loftiness and see too closely your lowliness. Your sublimity itself will frighten you as a phantom. You will one day cry, "All is false." There are feelings which seek to slay the lonesome one. If they do not succeed, then must they themselves die. But are you capable of it, to be a murderer? Have you ever known, my brother, the word disdain, and the anguish of your justice in being just to those that disdain you? You force many to think differently about you, that charge they heavily to your account. You came near to them, and yet went past, for that they never forgive you. You go beyond them, but the higher you rise, the smaller does the eye of envy see you. Most of all, however, is the flying one hated. How could you be just to me, must you say? I choose your injustice as my allotted portion. Injustice and filth cast they at the lonesome one. But, my brother, if you would be a star, you must shine for them nonetheless on that account. And be on your guard against the good and just. They would fain crucify those who devise their own virtue. They hate the lonesome ones. Be on your guard also against holy simplicity. All is unholy to it that is not simple. Fain likewise would it play with the fire of the faggot and stake. And be on your guard also against the assaults of your love. Too readily does the recluse reach his hand to anyone who meets him. To many a one may you not give your hand, but only your paw, and I wish your paw also to have claws. But the worst enemy you can meet will you yourself always be. You waylay yourself in caverns and forests. You lonesome one, you go the way to yourself, and past yourself your seven devils lead your way. A heretic will you be to yourself, and a wizard and a soothsayer, and a fool and a doubter, and a reprobate and a villain. Ready must you be to burn yourself in your own flame. How could you become new if you had not first become ashes? You lonesome one, you go the way of the creating one. A god will you create for yourself out of your seven devils. You lonesome one, you go the way of the loving one. You love yourself, and on that account despises you yourself, as only the loving ones despise. To create desires a loving one, because he despises. What knows he of love who has not been obliged to despise just what he loved? With your love, go into your isolation, my brother, and with your creating, and late only will justice limp after you. With my tears, go into your isolation, my brother. I love him who seeks to create beyond himself, and thus succumbs. Thus spoke Zarathustra.